This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Cleveland is the latest major city to file a lawsuit against drug companies for their alleged role in the opioid crisis. The city is seeking an unnamed amount in damages to recover money spent on social services as a result of the epidemic. Both Cuyahoga County and the state have filed their own lawsuits. The city of Lakewood, a western suburb of Cleveland, filed its own suit earlier this week. Federal regulators have challenged a proposed acquisition by the J.M. Smucker Company. The Federal Trade Commission said the Orville Company's plan to acquire Wesson Oil could result in a monopoly. Smucker's plan to buy Wesson from Chicago-based ConAgra in a deal valued at $285 million. The FTC cited Smucker's ownership of Crisco brand oils in its opposition to the deal. It said the company would control nearly three-fourths of the cooking oil market if it were to purchase Wesson. Federal health officials are reporting a 30% spike nationwide in opioid-related emergency room visits. The CDC's report shows overdoses in Ohio rose by nearly a third between 2016 and 2017. The report suggested the worsening epidemic is linked to increasingly potent drug combinations, such as fentanyl mixed with heroin. The CDC is recommending that emergency departments offer the overdose-reversing drug naloxone and refer patients to longer-term treatment services. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating a report of an oil spill in Lorraine. According to release, 20 gallons of hydraulic and waste oils were released into a creek near the Black River. Officials say a sump pump at Youngstown-based Republic Steel failed. The area has been closed off, and a cleanup crew is working to remove the petroleum products from the river. A Cleveland councilman says he wants to ban short-term home rentals through the end of this year. Councilman Tony Brancatelli cites concerns about illegal activity as sites like Airbnb gain popularity in Cleveland. Brancatelli says the city is failing to enforce regulations on such rentals, and those regulations were created ahead of the 2016 Republican National Convention to accommodate the influx of visitors, and they define a short-term rental as 30 days or less. The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled that a man on death row who claims he was wrongfully convicted should be given the complete DNA profile from a cigarette butt found at the scene of his alleged crime. Tyrone Noling was sentenced to death in 1996 for killing Bernhardt and Cora Hartig in Portage County. Noling has maintained his innocence, and his lawyer, Brian House, says the high court decision could help Noling get a new trial.
One of the things that Mr. Noling is interested in is finding out who had left that cigarette butt at the scene of the crime. Neither of the Hartigs smoked. There's a good possibility that whoever left that cigarette butt is one of the people responsible for committing that murder. So that's one of the avenues that's now available to Tyrone.
The court sided with the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation that shell casings and ring boxes found at the scene were too contaminated to test. Cleveland Hopkins has been named the most improved airport in North America in a recent poll. The 2017 Airport Service Quality Survey, conducted by the trade group Airports Council International, shows Hopkins' best scores since it joined the group in 2006. More than 9 million passengers passed through Hopkins last year. Most of Ohio's congressional delegation has signed a letter to U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis, calling for Camp Ravenna to be picked as the location for the East Coast Missile Defense Base. Senator Rob Portman says the new site is needed, citing the threat from countries such as North Korea, Iran, and Russia.
We've got to bolster our defenses, and adding this third ground-based interceptor site east of the Mississippi is an important part of that strategy. We think we're ideally suited to house that site, and we have a lot of support from the community, and we have a good, cost-efficient, and effective location to be able to use for this purpose.
Portman says Camp Ravenna's size, location, and the community support in the area make it a prime location. This is WKSU.